You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Last week, the government announced a major review of Aotearoa's electoral laws, and lowering the voting age is one of the main issues being considered. An independent panel of experts recommended by political parties, universities, youth and Māori organisations, and the Law Society will be appointed to conduct the review by the 2023 elections. The youth-led campaign to Make It 16 has been advocating to lower the voting age to 16 in Aotearoa since 2019. Jessica talks to Year 13 student and Auckland member Sanat about this announcement and what the panel should consider in their decision. Here is that interview now.
The government announced a major review of Aotearoa's electoral laws, and lowering the voting age is going to be one of the main issues considered. What was your reaction to this announcement?
Definitely from a team's perspective, there's a lot of like reinvigoration, like getting really excited about this. There are a lot of moves that we want to try and make to engage with the government in this entire process. As the Make It 16 campaign, we've been the ones fighting for this change for a very long time. So having our voice and having our say in a process where they're ready to collect that is really exciting.
Yeah, and Make It 16, you launched your campaign to lower the voting age about 2 years ago now, I think, maybe 3 years ago. As a member of this group, can you tell us a little bit for people who might not be aware about the progress that you've made in your fight to lower the voting age?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in 2019, it just started off as a group of youth MPs in Parliament who, you know, wanted to lower the voting age. And since then, we've developed into a huge network of volunteers that spends a significant amount of time developing outreach, social media content, press content, and like continuing court cases. So I think the progress here has been immense. And like for something as big as electoral reform, where we don't have a say in the elections that we're trying to fight for, having them now listen to us is like an immense achievement.
Yeah, and when we're discussing lowering the voting age, when the government's going to be, they're launching an independent panel to review this. So as a young person, I suppose, what do you hope will be considered by this panel?
I really hope that they look at, you know, why is an election important to all of us, right? It's because of the power a single vote has. And I think like the people on the electoral, like that independent review panel, understand that point really well. So what I really hope they'll be looking into is the sort of public consultation process and making that as fair and representative as possible, and like using that as a platform to engage with as many youth organizations as possible that are fighting for solutions to contemporary long-term issues that young people have to deal with most. That way, like, it paints a really good picture of why the need to vote at 16 has become more and more urgent, and why doing that is like a good thing for our, you know, sort of constitutional electoral structures in this country.
Yeah, and our voting age has been lowered over time. I think it was back in the 70s that we only saw the limit of 18 be reached. So do you believe, I guess as a young person speaking in your own experience, that our current voting age is outdated, and that perhaps being part of this generation with social media, has that kind of put you in a different position, do you think, for the lower, or is that sort of some justification for the voting age to be lowered?
Yeah, I think definitely that's the case. Like institutions, they have to change over time and adapt to the sort of circumstances that we have. And if they're outdated, like obviously you have to update them. And the same applies for the voting age. Like this generation specifically is really in tune with the issues that face us, and also realize that without a vote, we're going to be struggling for a very long time to make some very urgent changes that we want to see. And I think, like, as someone who works a lot in the youth space and not just Make It 16, but a lot of other things, I can see firsthand from my lived experience that there are young people that are passionate about making change, that there are young people who are smart, capable, innovative, and who want to genuinely do something good. And giving them the power to vote only like exemplifies that further. I mean, we're all on the same team here. We want to have a better future for ourselves. So allowing people who are capable to have a say in that, which are most 16 and 17 year olds, would be really great.
And I mean, the voting age is sort of a divided issue in Parliament right now. And I think it would require, 75% of the House to support, or a public referendum for it to for the voting age to be lowered. The Green Party's launched a campaign in support of lowering the voting age, but there are some parties like ACT who sort of make the argument that perhaps younger people don't pay as many taxes. Do you think that there's more benefits for those parties to support lowering the voting age than perhaps to oppose it? And why is this?
It's a good question. I mean, I think if lowering the voting age passes through, parties just have to grow to adapt, right? They have to start adapting their policies and adapting their issues and even like change the makeup of their caucuses in order to appeal to a newer demographic, right? And like, I think that's all obviously going to be a challenge. And it's been a challenge that a lot of political parties have tried to cope with in the past. I think for parties like ACT who, you know, don't see the merit in doing that, I think what they need to realize is that they've now suddenly, or any political party, have now suddenly got this demographic where they can aim policy to, they can aim change to, and it's just up to them to try and win over the 16s and 17-year-olds. That, in and of itself, is a good thing, because it just makes our democracy more representative. That's the whole point here.
The panel that's going to be reviewing this is going to be comprised of a number of different groups, as well as youth and Māori organisations. Do you think it's really important to have young people, particularly under 18s, as part of those conversations? And do you think that this is likely to happen?
Speaking of the likelihood of this happening, like, you would hope that they do everything in their power to try and engage the demographic that this affects most. Like, that's just like good organizational practice, and hopefully that they have that in place. And I think it's extremely important that we do that, because how else are we going to paint a really clear picture of the issues that we're facing and the solutions that are necessary, right? Like, if you don't understand where we're coming from or what our lived experience is or why we're fighting for this in the first place, then it's really hard for you to see a justification for the solution. So yeah, I'd really hope that they're doing that, and the feasibility of it happening, well, Make It 16 is going to make sure that like we do our best to try and engage with that process ourselves.
For yourself personally, what would this decision mean to you? By the next election, you might be able to vote anyway, generally speaking. Just why are you so passionate about people age 16 and not being able to vote?
I mean, by the local government elections next year, I'll be 18, so I'll be eligible to vote anyway. But I think this is important for me personally, because like there are a lot of things, but most of all, like, I'm sick of being a young person who wants to see some really important change, but none of the political parties in parliament or none of the change makers or people in power really represent me in that sense. When I want like urgent action on climate change, I don't see that happening. When I want some really meaningful reform around education, I don't see government leaders coming out to us and working with us to try and negotiate those changes. That consultation process never happens. When I want to see some urgent action happening around mental health care and mental health support and how it's underfunded and non-accessible for young people, I want that to be the case. Like, these are issues that are important to me, but also issues that I see my friends and peers and just young people around me having to deal with on a daily basis. And I don't think it's fair that we sit here unable to have a say in that while people make decisions for us. Even when it comes to things like housing, the fact that I would probably never be able to own a house, no matter how hard I work, is just jarring. It matters to me that young people have an opportunity to do something about this before it's too late.
That was Sanat from Make It 16 on why they are advocating to lower the voting age. And that was an interview with Jessica.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.